Each year in the United States, over 4 million dogs and 4 million cats are diagnosed with cancer. 50% of these animals will die prematurely of their disease, and to put this into perspective, one out of every four animals will be diagnosed with cancer at some point of their lives. And the breeds most commonly disposed are our pets, from Golden Retrievers to Bernese Mountain Dogs. And our solution is VetiVax, a personalized cancer immunotherapy that's created from a portion of the animal's resected tumor and given back as a series of injections to stimulate the immune system. What we utilize is the portion of and the whole cells of the resected tumor, because the tumors contain antigens on the surface that we need to stimulate the body to recognize as foreign. And we combine that with our proprietary adjuvant MIM, Matrix Immune Modulator. It's actually a derivative of a human biologic device that's used in over 2 million human patients worldwide. But when we use the particulate version, what we find is direct antigen presentation to dendritic cells, because we now have a bulkier molecule that allows for directed antigen presentation. And this is the foundation of VetiVax. Under USDA regulations, since we go from one animal and back into that same animal, we're exempt from regulatory oversight. So we've been able to begin product sales, and we've completed product development. This is a platform technology that can be used for dogs, cats, and horses diagnosed with solid-based tumors. To date, we have treated over 100 patients with VetiVax, and we've seen that we're safe. We also have proven efficacy, where 73% of patients who have been followed for 3 months have exceeded published mean survival times. In addition, we're affordable. We're $900 to the veterinarian and just about $1,100 to the end client, but we maintain on average an 83% gross margin. Our financial projections are that we have sold almost $30,000 of product since June. We also signed a distribution agreement November 1st with a company, Vetrix, and since November 1st, we've sent out over 45 tumor collection kits. I'm projecting that before Christmas, I'll have an additional $40,000 worth of revenue. To give an example, today I had a call from a veterinarian who said, I want one tumor collection kit. Perfect. He called me back later and said, I need five. I have cases all lined up for next week. The Torigen team is led by myself, however, I have a great team of veterinarians and regulatory and compliance oversight. Our marketing and sales strategy is to start with the veterinary surgeons. Having Dr. Dew as our advocate really has proven itself and its worth in the market. And our growth will then be continued to the general practice practitioners as well as to veterinary oncologists through an internal sales team as well as through growth through our distributor network. We're a great team, we're a phenomenal team, and we're looking for great investment. So by January of 2017, we're looking to take on $350,000 worth of convertible debt financing. We're also looking to commence a clinical study, efficacy study, on three specific cancer indications that we've already seen positive trends and results for in the data that we've tested to date. But in closing, this is a clear market need that is unmet within the veterinary community today. We also have a proven product concept that has great sales and great revenue projections. We're cash flow positive as a company. We've only taken on $71,000 worth of funding. It's lasted us 3 years. And also, our investment is really needed for strategic growth. But really, at the end of the day, we're building a great company to really help animals live longer. So thank you.
Eliminate all the need for chemotherapy and things like that?
It doesn't eliminate the need, because certain cancers are going to be further along down the path. We see this treatment as your first line of defense for tumors to really be able to start stimulating the immune system. However, once there is terminal progression and metastasis, this treatment might not be the best. Maybe a more directed approach towards chemotherapy could be a better option, but we leave that to the veterinarian's decision. It's their decision what they think would be best, but we have seen really great response and really great clinical efficacy in a lot of tumors that are solid based on the skin.
I was going to say, talk a little bit more about your path to market. How are veterinarians really buying products like yours?
Yeah, so really right now with immunotherapies, it's a growing market and a growing need, and especially in human market, and we're translating that over into veterinary. So we've had a lot of great publications recently come out. One was in the Scientist magazine. We also have a publication on online DVM, and that has just surged the interest, where a lot of veterinarians are finding out about us, and they're like, we want to be the first to offer this treatment in our area. We don't have anything like it. From Dr. Dew's perspective, he is a veterinary surgeon. We're 800 clinics refer to his practice, and the closest veterinary oncologist is 4 hours away. He has no effective way of treating cancer in his office, and every case that he does, he was watching patients die because of it. So we offer a solution to not only veterinary surgeons, oncologists, but also to your local veterinarians as well.
Have you talked to any of the animal health companies that are also working in this area? You know, it's an area with a lot of activity going on in human health, and
yeah.
It's a pretty complicated area, and just kind of curious how those kind of discussions have gone so far.
Yeah, we've actually had major strategic discussions with one of the world's largest animal health companies, and those have been ongoing for about 2 years. Our patent portfolio is so broad that really picking this up for animal health, but also the other half of it for human health, is it's extremely strategic move, because immunotherapies are growing exponentially every single day, and continuing those conversations with strategics is an important exit strategy for us.